The theatrical season of the autumn of 1750 was to go down in history as the Battle of the Romeos. Rival theatres Covent Garden and Drury Lane both unveiled productions of Romeo and Juliet and competed for the biggest audience. Each theatre had ardent supporters, as did particular actors, and the papers were full of letters about the main actors. Was this Romeo and Juliet or Juliet and Romeo? But the production at Covent Garden captivated the audience because there was an additional scene, a solemn dirge by Thomas Arne, performed at the beginning of Act 5, as Juliet's supposedly dead body is carried across the stage. This was in the style of an Italianate funeral procession, with torch-bearing priests and a bier covered in its black velvet pall, embroidered with a skull and crossbones. Garrick had only one weekend to organise a response at his Drury Theatre. He too must have a funeral procession in his play, but his music would be by William Boyce. The novelty would be the continuous tolling of a bell underpinning the composition. Also, the words would not be by Shakespeare, but instead would be written by Garrick himself. William Boyce took on the challenge of composing the music and rehearsing the singers in the space of only 2 days. Garrick's production was a huge success, with only standing room in the theatre, and it seems that the same was true at Covent Garden. Most theatre-goers went to both productions, leading to the following letter in the newspapers. "Well, what tonight?" says angry Ned, as from his bed he rouses. "Romeo again," and shakes his head. "A pox on both you houses." Boyce's dirge has survived. It consists of a chorus and soloists singing verses all over the chiming bell, and this creates a solemnity even when the music ventures into lighter moments. William Boyce's dirge from Romeo and Juliet is performed here by Opera Restored under Peter Holman.
Thank you.
That was William Boyce's Dirge from Romeo and Juliet, performed by Opera Restored under Peter Holman. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.